Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
We need to do a full podcast or just have you in vulgar so we can get some of these stories. All right, let's get to some stuff here because we're running out of time. We do appreciate you taking the time to come in. Talked a lot of Jets. What about Jackson Dart? What have you seen so far with him? Or just the idea that in week three, you could go from having a plan with a veteran in place like Russell Wilson to all of a sudden 0-3, here comes the rookie in New York City.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's New York City. Any other market, if the coach stands at the podium and says that we're going to let him rest and we're going to let him learn, he doesn't play until, I mean, look at Patrick Mahomes. And I wasn't there. Obviously, I wish I would. I might have a Super Bowl ring now. But if you look at Mahomes, I was hearing different things coming out of the building about, because I still have my house in Kansas City, but I was hearing different things about, you know, about this kid Mahomes. But yet still, they kept him on the sideline. And he didn't play until, I guess, going into the playoffs. So I think there's something said to let a young player, develop, at least sit and learn. But I think the key thing right now is, like, if you don't have a running game, you could put John Elway out there as a rookie. It's just like you have to be able to run the football. And I think, and I know Daboll, he was with me when I was with the Jets with Rex. And so I know him. But the thing about it is, like, man, I'm not sure. I don't know. You put that kid out there against the Chargers in New York City, I think he's, I mean, obviously been in the SEC. I got a chance to watch him play quite a bit. He has the moxie, but I just hope that they protect this young kid, because I'm tired of seeing young quarterbacks, you know, getting thrown to the wolves and then destroy their careers, because it can happen. Like, you know, we had a quarterback here, I guess I said he's seeing ghosts, because all of a sudden you start looking at, like, I watched the McAfee show, and D-Butt breaks down, like, coverages and different things like that, and I'm looking at what the Vikings are doing, how they disguise different things. It looks like it's cover two, then it goes to man. It looks like zone blitz and all that stuff. Like, a young quarterback, you got to be careful. So, I mean, I think Giant fans are going to be, you know, pretty happy with him. Obviously, they were booing, Russ. But I think, I just want to just pump the brakes, and I pray the kid gets out of there alive, because that's going to be tough, man.
He's got a lot of confidence.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
It doesn't seem like it's fake manufacturing. No. This kid seems like he's got some big ones, and he's ready.
Yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, and that's the thing. And that's the thing I used to tell Sanchez. I'm like, bro, there's only two of you here in New York. Obviously, we don't count Buffalo. But here in New York City, I'm like, this is the main stage. And Sanchez was ready for it. You know, good-looking kid. He was able to deal with me. He was so goofy. I think sometimes Sanchez didn't know what was going on. But I think, like, it's one of those things that you're going to have to face the music every single day. And if you play well, they're going to love you. And if he struggles, they're going to be like, this dude's a bust. And I don't want to see a young kid, you know, fall by the wayside.
Yeah, but I thought, and I can't wait to watch Jackson play, but I thought the sequence inside the 5-yard line the other night, it was just
unbelievable.
It's tough to justify to the rest of the locker room. Yeah, we're going to run this guy back out there when he's throwing the ball in the stands, not wanting to take a hit. Yeah. So do you think that was the final straw? Like, I don't think they wanted to do this that early, but it was so bad, the film, that you almost had to.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that as well. I'm at home watching it. I'm just like, if anything, throw a pick. You know what I mean? Like, throw it in there. Give your receivers. You got great receivers. Give them a chance to make a play. But I was thinking, and a lot of my friends are Giants fans, and I was thinking that you might go with Jameis. now.
I said the same thing.
And that's the biggest thing is, like, you know, he's built for it. Like, Jameis is going to go out and throw for 400 yards, and he might throw 400 interceptions. Yeah. But, you know, the thing, but you know, he's I think he's built for it. He's mature enough. He's been in different markets. And I thought that, okay, because you can still have your plan. You know, put Jameis in, and you can still have Dart as your second-string quarterback, and you can still mix him in. Because I kind of like, you know, how you can, you know, maybe give him a package where you give him 2 to 3 plays, get his feet wet, and then now they're going to throw him to the woods. And I'm just – so I guess does Jameis go to 2 or does Jameis go to stay at 3?
Probably, he's going
to
be 3.
Yeah, probably 3, I would think. You mentioned Dable. So he was on the coaching staff with Rex. I'm assuming he was an offensive whatever with you.
Yeah. So he did all of our like, I wouldn't say gimmick plays, but, like, all the plays we ran, like – you know, because we had Brad Smith. Remember all the stuff we did with Brad? Yeah.
I mean, Wildcat.
Wildcat. He was so
number 16. I loved him.
And it's interesting because, you know, it was two guys that I knew that were going to be head coaches. And one was Kevin O'Connell. Because remember, Kevin O'Connell sat, I sat behind him and Mark. Well, one, I had to keep kicking Mark's seat to make sure he was awake. He sat next to Mark, but it was funny. Like if I had a question, I would always ask KO just because he was so smart, and I knew one day he was going to be a head coach. And the second was Dable because Dable was so creative and putting those things together. And when that Wildcat, we were rolling, and the things that he was able to do with Brad, and I'm like, man, I like this young guy, and I just kind of followed his career. And he's a very, very, very bright offensive mind. And, you know, I think he has the ability to be a great head coach.
So why can't they score touchdowns?
And that's the thing. It's like when you're offensive minded head coach, you got to score. Right. Obviously the Dallas Cowboys defense had nothing to write home about. But that was the one game. Man, it was funny because I had just left the Jets game. And obviously live in Jersey City. And there's a bar called Boots and Bones. So parked my car, took my dogs out. Went to Boots and Bones, and I'm watching the game. I'm like, holy crap, their bar is going crazy. First of all, I'm like, okay, how in cover two are you letting the receiver get behind you like that, like wide open? I'm like, but, you know, that was some optimism. I'm like, okay, they're rolling. And then obviously, I don't know what Russ was doing that last play of the game. I mean, they never put the fullback pass in. I'm going to dust one at least to somebody. I'm going to throw the ball at least to the running back and then try to let him break a play, but you can't just dart it into the end zone.
Tony, I don't know what kind of opinion you have on this, but you certainly have more intel than we do. We focus on the coaches and the draft picks and the quarterbacks and all the things that we hit on a day-to-day basis. At the end of the day, you either have good ownership or you don't, right? You played for the Chiefs, very stable franchise. Minnesota has had a lot of success, even going back to the 70s where they went to 4 Super Bowls. Didn't win, but they went 4 times. The Jets and the Giants, the Jets have always been a mess, going back to Leon Hess. And really, since Wellington passed on, the Giants have been a mess. Right now, the ownership for both of these teams, is it where it needs to be?
I think it is. It's kind of difficult to, you know, point at the front office, especially when they give the keys to the car. And I think that's the biggest thing is, like, you know, you don't see either owner getting in the way of, like, contract negotiations or, like you know. Well, not like you're not trading part. I can't wait till Sunday night. I'm not watching any football except against the Packers and the Cowboys. But, you know, it's those kind of things. So it's like, you know, what he's not doing, outdoing press conferences and all those different kind of things. And I really believe that, I mean, Woody wants to win. And that's the biggest thing. I get a chance to, you know, talk to him quite a bit on the sideline. I talk to Chris, his brother, and they want so bad to win. And I just think sometimes, and I think, you know, decisions are made. And I live here. So my thing is, like, every year you sign a new head coach, and it's like about mid-season of the first season or second season, they're ready to run him out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the pressure sometimes gets to some of the owners, just because, I mean, you're human nature. This thing here, everybody carries around. It's like when you get everyone just on you and on you and on, it's like, okay, I got to make a change.
You get embarrassed.
When New York football, and I pull for the Giants as well, because when the Jets or Giants are rolling, I mean, I can't remember the last time the Jets and Giants both won on the same day.
Yeah, seriously.
But when it happens, it's a beautiful thing. Like, the sun comes out, the dogs are out barking, all kind of things. But when the Jets and Giants are not winning, it sucks to live in New York City.
But just to be clear,
football.
I don't think that the owners don't want to win. Yeah. I would never say that. That's disrespectful.
But do you believe? I believe they give.
I don't know if they know how to win.
You know how to win is you hire capable people and let them do their job. And I think from that standpoint, I do believe that both ownership groups allow the general manager and the head coach to do their job.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And that's the All biggest right. thing, because I think, you know, like even, you know, like Mr. Hunt, God rest his soul, Lamar, when he was, like he would, like he allowed Marty to do his job. And we had some tough times. We had like, I can't remember how many seasons we were in, 13-3. Buy in the first round and we lose.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I remember those well.
And that used to crush us. And that was the biggest thing. I was so happy when the Chiefs won a Super Bowl, just because like the trophy that the Hunt name, you know, they bear the name on the trophy.
The AFC
and to be
trophy.
Able to present that, you know, to Clark at that particular time was probably one of the greatest moments of my life, to be at the stadium when that happened. And I think that, you know, just and I even think with Clark, I think he allowed, you know, the new regime to come in. You bring in Andy Reid. And you let him do his job. I mean, because I don't think that the Mahomes pick wasn't a sex. I didn't even know who. I mean, I knew who Patrick Mahomes was. No one knew that he was going to turn out to be this great of a quarterback. And I, to be honest, I really believe if Mahomes went anywhere else, if he came to New York, he probably would. He might not be in the league now.
He'd be finished by now.
No, seriously,
that's the problem.
No, it's one of those things. It's like. I've been in so many quarterback meetings. I used to literally just love sitting in the quarterback meeting room just because I learned so much. But you would never allow a quarterback to roll right and throw the ball all the way. He would get yanked out of the starting lineup so quick. But the fact that Andy just says, you know what, let this kid be him and let him do his thing. Like anywhere else, like any other market, he would have been on the bench. Like, and I think sometimes, you know, New York has a way of not necessarily it can crush you, and I do believe from to answer your question. And long time, I love talking, so you guys can talk. I believe both ownerships allow the general manager and the head coach to do their job, and that's all you really want.
Okay.
You know, because you're not going to see Mr. Mara out doing press conferences outside the locker room. You're not going to see him. You know, having fans coming to watch, you know, all that kind of crazy.
But it doesn't mean they're not doing stuff behind the scenes. Yeah. I don't want to belabor, but it doesn't mean they're not doing stuff behind the scenes, whether it's Daniel Jones's contract or maybe weighing in with opinions.
Well, I mean, think about it. And we saw this front page of the Hard Knocks. Do you think he said, I won't be able to sleep if Saquon goes to the Eagles. So if he really had his hands in the cookie jar,
he wouldn't be with the Eagles.
He would not be with the Eagles. Like, obviously, I'm even sitting there like, you can't let him go.
How about Daniel Jones?
Same thing.
Maybe force Daniel Jones on Dable, and Jones couldn't have success here. Yeah, now he goes to Annapolis and having success there.
Yeah, and that's the same thing. And I think if Mr. Mara was putting his hand in the cookie jar, neither one of those two things would have happened. Because I think a lot of times they would have probably sided with the player versus the coach. Because the coach, I mean, they're making a fraction of what the players are making. So I really believe, like, both ownership groups definitely want to win. And I do believe they put, you know, both group, the head coach and general managers in position to win.
All right, last one here quickly. And we do appreciate your time.
Oh, no,
we got to go. You know, the end of the show here. Dude, you're like 6 degrees of separation for Tony Richardson in football is tremendous. You played 17 years. You played in all these great organizations. You alluded to it before. You didn't actually play with Dallas, but you were brought in.
I was there the whole year. I was there.
You played with them or no?
No. So my rookie year, I was an undrafted free agent. And so my rookie year was the year at the White House. So with the Cowboys,
you missed out, man.
That's a whole other segment.
Do you have any good Jerry Jones stories? Or anything?
You know what's funny? I think I was so young. I was so young, and I didn't even. I mean, I knew who the ownership was. I talked more to Steven because It's funny when draft day came around and we were 11-0 at Auburn, and so everyone they had me in between like third and fifth round pick. So all of a sudden, you know, draft goes by, my name doesn't get called. So my agent is Pat Knight Jr. So Pat calls me up and I'm devastated. I'm like, man, what am I gonna do? I'm undrafted. You know, all my boys are getting drafted and all this. Barnard, William Floyd went first round, and I'm just like, wow, first round fullbacks. So my agent was like, hey, Tony, I think the best opportunity is to go to the Cowboys. And I'm like, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I do know they have Daryl Johnson. They have Tommy Agee, who's a right. backup to Moose. And he was an Auburn guy. And Derek Lacks had all these I'm like, Pat, there's no way I'm going to make this team. So I got there, put my helmet on, mouthpiece. I'm knocking fire to every last single person on defense. They were the number one defense. Come on, back-to-back Super Bowls. So they brought me in and they said, hey, we're going to put you on practice squad. So I was there the entire season.
Practice squad.
Yeah, I was on practice squad.
You watched the Netflix series, I'm assuming?
Yeah, so my main job, my rookie year, was to make sure that Emmitt's helmet never touched the ground. I had to bring in breakfast sandwiches. Did go to the White House a few times, I got to say.
You did?
I had to go. What do you mean?
How awesome was it?
Not everyone, it's all documented. It was a house that the veteran players put in the rookie players' names just to have a place just to hang out. You know,
unbelievable. Be able
to, you know, instead of going to clubs to get in trouble, you do it at the White House.
Yeah, no drinking and driving.
You turn on the TV, you watch some sports, you know, you play video games, you know, nothing. That's all was happening over there.
Right,
but, you know, it was all my buddies. So they put it in the young guys' you know, names. And, like, so that was a thing. Like, we were like, okay, Wednesday night, what are you doing? We're going to go to the Cowboy Sports Cafe. We're going to the White House. Like, it was like, when I tell you it was a four-bedroom house, trophies on the wall, furnished everything. Like, you walked in there, like, and I wish I could have bought that house. I think the house was like $230,000
back then, that's
probably $4 million. I get it because it's in Valley Ranch.
Right by the facility. Wow.
And it was I literally thought someone lived there, and it was.
Did we ever see Troy pop up?
Troy never showed up once.
Not the quarterback. Come
on.
No,
he can't.
He had his own crib. Exactly right. No, Troy was straight laced.
We got to take a break here, Tony. We do appreciate your time. Yep. T. Rich, Tony Richardson, check him out. What are you doing now, working with the NFL?
Yeah, so my department's Legends Community. So Chad Pennington is our executive director, you know, Leonard Wheeler. So our biggest mission, and this is a passion for mine, is making sure that when our guys leave the game of football, that transition period is smooth. And so I work with Jets and Giants, any player that's played 1 year or more, one contract or more, making sure, like, I call up guys like, hey, Victor Green, you know, you qualify for free dental. Okay, T. Rich, how much does it cost? Victor Green, you qualify for free dental. What's the catch? And I'm like, no, it's free. Free eye care, free dental. So I'm like Santa Claus. I'm always just updating guys about their, you know, their 401k.
Victor was a hitter.
Yeah, I was at his golf tournament the other day. Vic's one of my good friends. He's a good man.
Awesome. All right, well, you stay in touch with the show, friend of the show, whenever you want to come in, talk
some
football.
I'm in Jersey City.
Well, there you go. We'll hang out at Boots and Bones one of these nights.
Yeah, let's do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.